Today's shir is Masechta Zvachim, Daf Yud Aleph. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach on Daf Yud Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom, Tanan Hosom. The Torah tells us, V'kol chatos ashiyuva b'dom al oil moed l'chap b'kodesh l'soycho b'eish t'sorof. The Torah Kedosh is teaching us with this pasuk that if the Kohen brought in the blood of a Karban chatos that's supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach Achitzin, the carbon, that dam becomes possible. The Gemara in Mitzvah Shem later in our Masechta on that Pei Aleph, when discussed this halacha, will bring a machlokes tanoim. What does that mean? Does it mean that the blood that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash becomes possible, but it doesn't affect the rest of the blood? Or does all of the blood become possible? Also, the Gemara explains the machloikas there, is it only if that blood was brought into the Beis HaMikdash and sprinkled there, or is it even if it was just brought in? Now we begin our discussion. What carbon, by which carbon are we speaking about the significant disqualification if the dam was brought into the Beis HaMikdash? Tanan Hosom, as we said, the Mishnah that Pei Aleph will teach us, Sher b'kiva oimer, kol adam shenichnas lahechel l'chaper, any dam of any carbon that is supposed to be brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzin that was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, psulim becomes apostle. V'chacham oimerim, chatos b'lvad. It's only by a carbon chatos. And Rebbe Elazar oimer, afa osham, that this halacha applies by carbon osham as well, because kachatos kashem. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rebbe Elazar, when we speak about the opinion that Rebbe Elazar just said, Kirikamatami, he explained his position very well. Osham is compared to chatos. Ella, Rabbanon, what is the basis for the opinion of the Rabbanon, my Tama? Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Osham, the Rabbanon's opinion is that Osham nechnos damal afnim posel lematzer amrit. We can't say that a carbon Osham whose blood was brought into the base of Migdash should, we can't suggest that that would be posel. And the reason we can't suggest that it can't be posel, because we'll learn a kav v'chaymer from Oila. Uma Oila shikolo. If we speak about the carbon Oila is completely burnt on the Mizbeach. The loch is nechnas dam la'echel k'shar bota chachamim. And Rebbe Elazar agree that that dam will not be posel. Again, we need to point out that that, Rashi says, is only according to the Chachamim, according to Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Akiva's opinion is that the dam of a carbon oila would be posel. But again, the Gemara is speaking to the Chachamim. And the Gemara is saying, Ma oila shikol, if the carbon oila, which is completely burnt, the loch is, nechnas dam lefnim, is kshera, osham, Shayna kolol, the Oshim, which is not completely kolol, certainly the halacha is that it's like Koshkein, that if it was brought into the Beis HaMikdash, it shouldn't become disqualified. But ask the Gemara, Ma'ala Oilish Kenenim B'cha Peris, as we learned, the Oilah is not Mechaper, to which Minchas Chet Techiach, that the Kavan Mincha, which is Mechaper, still, it doesn't become possible by being brought into the Beis HaMikdash. The Chatas Oil of Yared, that the halacha is you bring, if a person can't afford an animal or birds, he brings a Kavan Mincha. That the halacha is that if though it's Mechaper, it's not disqualified if it's brought into the Beis HaMikdash. Ask them, Revelay Mechatas Oif Techiach, that even though why don't we bring a rye from the Chatas Oif? If you brought it into the Beis HaMikdash, and this is a carbon that's brought for kapara, and yet it doesn't become possible if you bring the dam doesn't become possible by bringing it into the Beis HaMikdash. Says the Gemara, the reason we didn't speak about the Chatas Oif is because the Chatas Oif is a bayi de Ravavan. Actually, it's a question the Ravavan has: what will be the halacha if the dam of the Chatas Oif? What will be the halacha if the dam of the Chatas Oif is brought into the base is brought into the base HaMikdash. The Lifroich, but as the Gemara continues to say, why why would you want to learn from Minchas Chayta? The Lifrach Malam Minchas Chayta Shken Einem in Zavach. Why are you learning the Halacha of Asham from Minchas Chayta, that even though it's Mechaper, if you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, it doesn't become disqualified? That doesn't involve any blood. Says the Gemara, to that Oilech Tachiyah, because I'll bring a raya from the Oilech that does have blood, the Chazah Deit. And then we go back and forth. Loiri Zekrizev, Loiri Kizeh. The Asham is not completely like a Mechas Chayta. It's not completely like a carbon Oilech. But what is the Tzad HaShavah Shebehen? What is the common denominator between the carbon oil and the carbon mincha? Shein kachi kachim, they're both carbonis that are in the category of kachi kachim, and the halacha is by both of them nichsus lefnim, if the blood is brought inside the base of midrash to ksherim, afani avi asham. So the same thing will be by asham shu kachish kachim. Indeed, it is in the category of kachi kachim, but the halacha will be nichsus dam lefnim, if the dam is brought in, it's kashim. But ask the Gemara. Amalei Rava Nash L'Ravashi Lifreich, this limit could be refuted because Malat Tzara Shavish Behen, the oil and the Mechas Chayta, Shekein Ein Lehem Kitzva. There is no specific amount that you have to pay for the carbon. Taimer Ba'ashen Sheyesh Lai Kitzva, when we spoke in our previous year already, that the carbon Ashem has a minimum amount that you have to spend. And since it has a minimum amount that you have to spend, that therefore it's not the same as these kabbalas. And the Brisker Rav, in understanding this Gemara, says we learn here much more fundamental halacha when the Torah says that the minimum ben oshem shtei kasef. He says that what we learn from here is not that there's amount that we have to spend on the carbon oshem. It's the actual carbon. The actual carbon oshem is only a carbon asham if it's a carbon that I spent at least 10 shtei kesef. Says the Gemara, Alahana Tamad Rabbanim, says, this is the reason for the Rabbanim, that the asham doesn't become disqualified by bringing its blood inside the base. Mendish Tamad Krah, the Pasuk says, V'chal chata se shiyuva medam alayim ma'id l'chapa b'kodesh l'soichal b'eish tisarev, dam mishal zu, only the dam of a carbon pay, of a carbon chatas that's brought into the base of Mikdash becomes possible. The light dam shlach no other carbon. Vidach and Rabbi Lezer that says that the dam of a carbon asham does become disqualified by bringing it into the base of Mikdash. What's he going to do with this word dama? Dama v'loy besara. It's come to teach us that this halacha of bringing it into the base of Mikdash creates disqualification is only said by carbon. By the blood of the carbon and not the meat of the carbon. Ask the Gemara v'idach, where will the Chachamim learn this halacha that it only applies to the dam and not to the basar? And they're also learning that it only applies by carbon chattis and no other carbon. They say the Torah could have just said dam. The Torah says dama, so we have the ability to learn two halachas. One, that it's only an issue by the dam, not by the basar. And two, it only applies by carbon chattis, not by any other carbon. Rebbe Lezer, v'idach, Rebbe Lezer, dam, aloy darish, says the Gemara, he doesn't learn that dam is the way the Torah describes things. And since dam is the way the Torah describes things, it's not, there's only one limud here. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Rabbanan dam, Ashim Shishach to Shloi Lishma Kasher, that they hold that Ashim that was brought Shloi Lishma is Kasher, Hanad Ishkis Minchel Chattis. Do we find in the Pasuk, the Bryce is going to describe this, that on one hand the Karban Mincha is compared to the Karban Chattis, and on one hand we find the Karban Mincha is compared to the Karban Asham. The Tanya of Shimon Omer, the Pasuk says regarding the Karban Mincha, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi, Kechattis Ka'ashim. Mincha Tzchaitis Arei Kechattis. The Halach is the Karban Mincha that's brought by somebody who did an Aveira. That means a Saita, or as part of a Karban Oil of a Yairid. The halacha will be, it's like a chatas, ulfikachim kimtsu shloi lishma. The halacha is of the kaimitz, which is an essential part of the karban mincha. We do kmitza, we bring the karban mincha, and we do kmitza, which is taking off the fistful, which is like the shchita. Then we put the kaimitz in the kli sharetz. That's corresponding to Kabbalah Saddam. Then we take it to the mizbeach. That's corresponding to halacha, and the akhtara of the chaimitz is like the Zrika. So, Chaitare, and therefore, if the Kmitza of a Mechas Chait was done Shalai L'shma, just like a Katas, if the Shechita was done Shalai L'shma is possible, here too would be possible. Mechas Adava, which doesn't involve any Avera Rei Ka'ashim. And therefore, Lefikach Kimtza Shalai L'shma K'sheira, just like the Chacham's opinion is, that by every carbon Asham, you don't have to have, you don't have to, Shalai L'shma does not disqualify. Eller of Elezer, who holds that Shalai L'shma by an Asham is possible, so ask the Gemara, L'may Iskish, Minchas Chattas, Minchalachattas Ulasham, Minchalasham, for what halacha are we comparing the Mincha to an Asham? Says the Gemara, L'chi Idach Reb Shimon, for another halacha Reb Shimon taught us, the Tanan. Let's say, says the Gemara, Shloi Bekleisha, that you did the kmitza of the Kavan Mincha, and you didn't put it into the, they didn't give you the Kli, they didn't put it into Kli Sharetz. The Kohen took the kmitza in his hand, and he put it onto the Mizbeach. The halacha is, the Tanakam over there holds, the Chum hold, that it's possible. So Rashi in Masechet Menachos explains that there are two times we use a Kli Sharis in a Karban Mincha. One is when we put the ingredients into Kli Sharis and mix them together. So Rashi says there is no question, everybody agrees that that has to be put into Kli Sharis. And the Brisker Rav explains, an animal gets kadosh, becomes hegdish, with piv, by somebody verbally designating that this animal is going to be a carbon. But a carbon mincha, just designating that the ingredients that are being used for the carbon mincha should be kadosh, the halacha is that kedushas hapeh will not be adequate. There you have to put it into Kli Sharis. And the Or Sameach, Rameh Simcha, gives a very nice explanation. When you magdish an animal, you have a whole animal. And when I say that this animal is hegdish, the animal is hegdish. Whereas the Karban Mincha is made up of a number of ingredients, and each ingredient has to be mixed together. And that only can be done in a Kli Sharis. So, as we just said, the discussion that Rav Shimon and the Tanakama are having here is not about putting the Karban Mincha originally in a Kli Sharis. That, everybody agrees, must be done. Here we're talking about afterwards in the Kli Sharis, and now we're doing Kmitza. Does the Kmitza have to be put in the Kli Sharis as it's being taken to the Mizbeach, or could a Kohen keep it in his hand? Tanakama says if it wasn't put into Kli Sharis, it's possible. Rav Shimon Machshir. Rav Shimon says it's fine. Vam Rabbi Yehuda Bereid Rav Chiyah, my Talmud Rav Shimon. What is the basis for Rav Shimon's opinion? Says the Gemara Amakra, the Pasuk says, Kodesh Kedoshim Hi Kechatis Kaoshim. And the Torah is saying, Bala Avda Biyad, if you're going to do it with your hand, if you're going to take the Kmitza with your hand, then Ovdai, then you could take it with your hand, but it has to be done, be a man, with your right hand, Kechatis. That just like the Karban Chattas we spoke about in our previous year, the dam is applied of the Karban Chattas on the Mizbeach, on the corners of the Mizbeach, with the Kohen's finger from his right hand. But on the other hand, teaches us if you're going to put the Kohen's in a Kli Sharis, then of the B'smol, you could do it even in the left hand. Ka'asham, that the halacha is that the Zrika of the dam of the Asham is done from a Keli, and there the halacha is that it could be done even with the left hand. So that's what the Torah means when it's compared both to the Kli Sharis and to the both that the Mincha is compared both to a Chattis and both to an Asham. Says the Gemara. Rav Shimon, Haikra, the Mapag Leilahachi, Mapag Leilahachi. Says the Gemara, how can we learn both the halacha of Lishma and the halacha about how the kaimitz is delivered? Says the Gemara, Rav Shimon will tell us, Ikakra lach Rav Yudabre Rav Chiyad Asa. The main purpose of the Pasuk is to teach us that the kaimitz could be taken with the hand. So Minchas Chayta, the Psula Shloi Lishma, Tamach Rinahu. The halacha that a Minchas Chayta becomes disqualified if it's brought Shloi Lishma, he learns Tamach Rinahu elsewhere. Chatas Tamamai, what's the reason that Shloi Lishma is a disqualification by Karban Chatas, the Ksibay Chatas he? Minchas Chayta, by Minchas Chayta Namik Ksibay Chatas he? And that's how I learned Shloi Lishma Apostle, not because it's compared to the Karban Chatas. Or Bonan, ask the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, that an Oshem Shaloi Lishma is kosher. Lamai Hilchasa Oshem L'chatas. So when we find that the Torah does say, K'chatas K'oshem Torah Achas Lahem, what is that here to teach us? Says the Gemara, Loi Melach, Ma Chatas Tuna Smicha. The teacher says, just like a Karm Chatas has to have Smicha, then Af Oshem Ton Smicha. So the Achroinim ask that we have a rule throughout Shas, that ain't hekesh lemachtza. So if we're going to learn a hekesh that between chatas and oshem, which cannot be denied based on the pasuk that we just learned of chatas ka'oshem, so how can we say, well, it's only for smicha and not for other halachas? Shouldn't that be a raya that the Rebbe Lezer is right, that oshem is also pasul shloi lishma? So the achrayim say that yes, of course there's a halacha that ain't hekesh lemachtza. But when do we say en hekesh lemachtza? That's only when there aren't psukim or other lemudim that say different than the hekesh. But when we have psukim that say explicitly different than the hekesh, of course we follow those psukim and we don't follow the hekesh. Yosef Bechayni, we learned in the Mishnah, said, Hanashchotim l'shem Pesach l'shem chatz psulim. So he took that a step further than what we learned originally in the Mishnah. Originally in the Mishnah we learned that all kabbanas that are brought shalai l'shma are kosher, el shalai olu l'balim l'shem chayva, the owners don't get credit. He takes this a step further and he says, any carbon that was brought l'shem Pesach was brought l'shem chatas apostle. Am Rabbi Yochanan, Yosef ben Chani, Rabbi Lezer, Amr Dava Echad. Yosef ben Chani and Rabbi Lezer, that we're going to learn his opinion in a braisa, are the same opinion. Rav Amam, b'cherim l'shem chatas pligi. Says the Gemara, they're not the same. According to Yosef Bechani, if a carbon, any carbon that was brought l'shem chatas is pasul. According to Rebbe Lezer, only a carbon that was brought l'shem Pesach is pasul. But if it was brought l'shem chatas, it will be kosher. The Tanya, the Braisa teaches us, Pesach shavar shenasai. A carbon Pesach, the animal's over a year old, and an animal that's over a year old cannot be used as a carbon Pesach. The shachtab is manai, and one shechs that carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach l'shmoi, that it should be a carbon Pesach, the kena shoich racherim l'shem Pesach is manai. Or somebody takes any carbon on Erev Pesach, and it shechs it l'shem Pesach, Rebbe Lezer poisa Rebbe Shua machshir. Rebbe Lezer says it's posel, Rebbe Shua says that it's kosher. Rebbe Shua's opinion is that since it's no longer able to be a carbon Pesach, and it's so it becomes a carbon shlomim. So now it's a carbon shlomim that was brought l'shem Pesach. And according to Yeshua, a carbon shlomim that was brought l'shem Pesach is kosher. And even though if the halach is, if it was before Pesach, it has to be made into a shlomim. But once it's over a year old, it automatically becomes, says Rashi, it automatically becomes a shlomim. And therefore, if you brought l'shem Pesach, it's shlomim l'shem Pesach and it's kosher. I'm Rabbi Shua. And Rabbi Shua says, Im b'shayim ma'is shana, shayna kosher l'shmai. If all year round, when you bring a carbon l'shem Pesach, the halach is, it's not kosher. Acherim k'sherim l'shma. If you bring a carbon l'shem Pesach, it's kosher. Bezmanoi, if you bring a carbon Pesach all year round l'shem Pesach, it's going to be posel. But if you bring another carbon l'shem Pesach, it's going to be shloi l'shma, but it's kosher. Bezmanoi shu kosher l'shmai. So in Erev Pesach, when you bring a carbon Pesach l'shem Pesach, it's good. And then shi'ich shu achem l'shmai, if you bring another carbon l'shem Pesach, it will be kosher. Oyer Melei Rebbe Lezer. So Rebbe Lezer says, I can make a counter argument. A chiluf tvarim. I can make a counter argument. If Pesach all year round, if it's brought l'shem Pesach, it will be possible. kosher hu l'shem acherim. But if you bring a carbon Pesach all year round l'shem another carbon, l'shem shlomim, it'll be fine. B'zmanu shu kosher l'shma, on Erev Pesach, when you bring a carbon Pesach, l'shem carbon Pesach, it's kosher, and then can't you maybe therefore make an argument, yuchshu l'shem acherim, that if you bring a Pesach on Erev Pesach l'shem a different carbon, it should be kosher. And that, according to that argument, yuchshu Pesach b'abba osu shloi l'shma, that will mean that if you bring a carbon Pesach, Erev Pesach, shloi l'shma be kosher. V'ata oimer, v'chach ata oimer, is that possibly your opinion? And another argument he makes, Rabbi Lezer makes against Rabbi Shulah's Kal v'chomer. Mali huchshu l'shem Pesach, when we say other kabbanas that brought l'shem Pesach, it's only when it's brought b'shaya mois hashana l'shma. It's only in a case, shaf shekein hu kosh l'shem achirim. When you bring a carbon all year round l'shem Pesach, the reason it's kosher is because when you bring a carbon Pesach rest of the year for shlomim, it's also kosher. Will that mean yuchshu achirim b'zman l'shma, that if you bring a carbon Pesach, you bring a carbon on Erev Pesach l'shem Pesach, that should be kosher? Where on Erev Pesach, if you brought shekein hu pasul l'shem achirim, on Erev Pesach everything is different. On Erev Pesach, if you bring another carbon, if you bring carbon Pesach l'shem another carbon, it's pasul. Amalei Rabbi Shua. So now Rabbi Shua says to Rabbi Lezer, im kain, that if you're saying that any carbon that's brought l'shem carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach is pasul, huratim kara Pesach, you've made the shloi l'shma by Pesach worse. Nasata come b'shlamim, that according to you, the entire year when you shecht shlamim, and carbon shlamim can be brought, a Pesach that's brought the shame shlamim is kosher. An Erev Pesach, which is the time of a carbon Pesach, you're going to say that it's brought for the shame shlamim, it's pasul. So now we're saying shloi l'shma is stricter than a carbon Pesach. That a carbon shlomim brought l'shem Pesach is pasul, but a carbon Pesach is brought shloi l'shma is kosher. But the whole premise of our Mishnah, says Rabbi Shua, is that shloi l'shma by Pesach is worse than by anything else. Chaza Rabbi Lezer v'dona d'nachas. Rabbi Lezer tries a different approach. Masinu ma'isa Pesach bar shlomim. As we've discussed, that any animal which is ma'isa Pesach, there are numerous examples. One example is if somebody set aside money for Karmen Pesach and he has leftover money, a Karmen Pesach that got aged out, it's over a year, a Karmen Pesach that was lost and we found, and we brought another animal, we find the original animal, that the halacha is, that all these cases, the Karmen Pesach, the most Pesach bought shlomim. They most shlomim bought Pesach. But we have these type of situations by Karmen Shlomim, they don't come as a Karmen Pesach. Uma Pesach. So it makes Rabbi Lezer the following argument. If we speak about a Karm Pesach, that the Mois Pesach is brought Shlomim, but if on Erev Pesach, Shachta Bezman L'Shem Shlomim, if on Erev Pesach you had in mind that it should be Shlomim, it's possible. Shlomim, that don't have the rule of Moisrim being Pesach, and Shachta L'Shem Pesach Bezman, so certainly if you bring so it has much less connection. Pesach has much more connection to Shlomim than Shlomim has to Pesach. So if Pesach that was brought for Shlomim and Erev Pesach is possible, so Shlomim, which we just finished proving, has much less connection to Karmen Pesach, it was brought in Erev Pesach, L'Shem Pesach, and it didn't shape Sulam. Amal Erev Yeshua, to which Erev Yeshua counter-arguments, but Sinu Moisa Chattis Ba'oila, we find that a Moisa Chattis Ba'oila, that means if, as we said before, two examples. One example is that somebody designated money for carbon chatos, and then after he donated money for carbon chatos, he doesn't need all that money. What is done with the leftover money? Or another example is if you have two animals. Somebody wanted to have a backup animal for his carbon chatos, and so in case something happens to the first animal, I'll have the second animal. And then I only use one. The other animal is called Moisa Chatos, and they are brought for an oila. But ain't Moisa oila ba chatos. But when we have Moisa oila, we don't have a chatos. So says the Gemara, with your argument, says Rabbi Shua Terbelezer, if we have a kamachatas that has a concept of moisachatas is brought as an oila. The halacha is that if you bring a kamachatas to shame oila, that's the halacha that we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that any kamachatas that was brought shloi l'shma is possible. So certainly, so there's much less of a connection between an oila to a chattis than a chattis to oila. The halacha ought to be the shacht l'shem chattis adin shdei psula. Yet we know that a common oila that was brought shaloi l'shma is kosher el shein loy al balm shem chayva. Amal b'laz loy. You can't bring a raya from there. Im amat b'chattis, she can't share l'shma kol shana kula. Chattis, you can't bring a raya from chattis to Pesach. Because chattis, there's a concept of Lashma all year round. There's only one day a year that the Pesach can be brought properly Lashma. That's Erev Pesach. Hoyel V'pasul Lashma, since you have that special halacha, that when it's brought L'shem Pesach all year round, it's pasul, dinu, therefore the halacha tells us, Shirishlu Achem Lashma, that we bring another carbon on Erev Pesach, L'shem Kom Pesach, it's possible. The fact suggests the Gemara that Rabbi Elazar did not say to Rabbi Shua that other kabbonis that were brought l'shem chattis apostle is a proof that even though there is a concept that a chattis that's brought shaloi l'shma is possible, it doesn't mean that if a different carbon is brought for carbon chattis is possible. The halacha is that it will be kosher, not like what Yosi Bechana teaches us, that Yosi Bechana teaches us that not only is a chattis that's brought shaloi l'shma possible, but also another carbon that's brought l'shem chattis is possible. And therefore, says the Gemara, that when we started the shir and said that Yosi Bechana agrees with Rabbi Elazar, it's not necessarily that they agree. Because Yosi Bechana said that any carbon that's brought for Pesach and Chatos is possible. And Rabbi Elazar is going to say that only when a carbon is brought L'Shem Pesach, but not when the carbon is brought L'Shem Chatos. We learned in the Mishnah the opinion of Shimon Achai Azariah. Shimon Achai Azariah's opinion was that if you bring a carbon for a carbon that's of a higher level, that was your Shloi L'Shma, it's kosher. But if your shloi l'shma was for a lower level carbon, it will be possible. Vashi master mishmei Rabbi Yochanan, vach berei the Rav master mishmei the Rabbi Yanai. My tam the Shimon Achai Azariah. What is the basis of Rav Shimon Achai Azariah's opinion? Dama krav lo yichalos kach b'nei Yisrael es hashirimu l'Hashem. So we learn from here that if you have in mind a higher level carbon, there is no chilul, there's no disqualification. Muramehem. If you had a higher level carbon in mind, it doesn't become disqualified. However, you had in mind a lower level carbon, they will become disqualified. Ask the Gemara, is that what this pasuk is here to teach us? Isn't this pasuk needed to teach what Shmuel said? How do we know if somebody eats tevel that truma wasn't removed from, that the halacha is there's a chiyuv ma'isa. Shnevel yichalos kachim bnei Yisrael shirim l'Hashem. Basidim alitrim akos medaber. The pasuk is teaching us that anything from which truma will be removed, until it's removed, there's a chiyuv misa. Me'day shemayim. Asking them if that's what the pasuk is coming to teach us. Lichta krua shahurma. Maya shirimu shemayim. No, tanti to teach us two halachas. The halacha of kachim that were brought L'shem Nomach Mehem, and the halacha of Tevel, that there's a misa b'day Shemayim for eating Tevel. Says the Gemara, Imkay, boy Reb Zera. So when ask the Gemara, according to Shimon Achai Azariah, if you bring a carbon for a higher level, sherim. So the question is, what does that mean? Emiratzim, you don't get credit. V'chi polig. And therefore, when when Shimon Achai Zaria are arguing with the Rabbanan, they're only arguing one aspect. That whereas the Rabbanan say all Kabbanas that brought Shloi Lishma, besides Chattis and Pesach, Akosha Shloi Olu Baal M'Shem Chayva, Shimon Achai Zaria limits that to only if they were brought to a lower level, but not to a higher level. But if they were brought to a higher level, he'll hold the kosher, but they're still not going to get, the owner won't get credit. Adilma, maybe Shimon Achai Zaria's opinion is that Meratzim, Pasuk Sherim, to the degree that you get credit, and therefore they, he has a double machlokes with the Chachamim. Not only will he hold that if it's for a higher level is a kosher, but he'll also hold that it's kosher, and you'll get credit for it. And when it's lower, you won't get credit, and it won't be kosher. And according to the Chachamim, both higher and lower are kosher always, but they never get credit. Amar Abaya. So to answer this question, says the Gemara, Amar Abaya v'tamer v'zreika toshma. The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah that says, Chava Maisa Shachtim L'Shem Shlomim K'sherim. The Shlomim considered a higher level than B'chor V'Maisa. And therefore, Shlomim Shachtim L'Shem B'chor L'Shem Maisa, vice versa, if you shecht the Shlomim for a lower level, P'sulim. This Al-Kadatach, if you're going to say that if it's according to Shimon Achai Zaria that's brought it for a higher level, K'sherim U'Meratzim, how can we say by Bechor credit? Bechor by Ritzuyahu, the Bechor is a Bechor that you give to the Kohen. Ella, what must it mean when it says that the Bechor Meiser that brought the Shem Shlomim the Ksherim? It must be a Meratzim because there's no Meratzim factor there. When the Sefer, if therefore says the Gemara, when it talks about the case where it's Kosher, it's Vei Meratzim, the Reisha, when it speaks about Kachim Kalim that were brought for Kachim Kalim, Kachim Nami, it's going to be Ksherim Ve'Meratzim, and even Shimon Chayim Azariah will say that it's kosher, he'll agree he won't get credit. Says the Mara, why would we say that? Midiyaria, Hakadis V'Kayisa. We could say that when it says in the Reisha, Ksherim, when you brought the Bechor for Shlomim, it's kosher, no Ritzui, because there is no Ritzui by Bechor. And when it says in the Sefer, that it's ksherim and meratzim, because there it's being brought for kabbin shlomim. And when it's being brought for kabbin shlomim, the meratzim is a consideration. Why? Because it meant something in one case doesn't mean for another case. Almai kamash malon. What must we say? That Gavaya Namach Kamashmalan. So ask the Gemara, what is our Mishnah coming to teach us? That what is considered Gavaya and what is considered Namach? Says the Gemara, Tai ready Tanina. Keitza Kachin Kachin Shachmul Shev Kachim Kalim. The Mishnah already taught us that Kachin Kachim that were brought for Kachim Kalim are Apostle, and Kachin Kalim that were brought for Kachin Kachim are Ksherim. Why did the Mishnah have to tell us the cases of Bechor, Meis, and Vishlamim? It must be to tell us that even when Kachi Kolim were brought for Kachi Kachim, the Ksherim, Vein, and Meratzim. That's the whole purpose of that Mishnah. Madatema answers the Gemara that no, there's a need to teach us that halacha. Because Madatema, we might have thought that Bechor, Kachim, Kachi Kolim, Hudeke, Gevoy, Venomach. That's where we can make differences in degrees. Ava Kolim, Vekolim. Amongst Kachim Kalim, there's no reason to make different degrees. That's what that purpose to teach us, that even by Kachim Kalim, there are different degrees. But ask the Gemara, Nami Tanina. The Mishnah teaches us, Shlomim Kaidim Bechor. The Mishnah on that pay test teaches us that the Shlomim, when we have a number of Kabbanas to bring, the order is Shlomim come before Bechor, Neshetunim Matin Arba. We have to do Shtaim Shen Arba applications on the Mizbeach. They require smich and the try and the sachem, and they require tenuvs chaz of the sheik. So we already learned that halacha. Says the Gemara, ha ikar. Our Mishnah is the place where we learned that shlom take precedence over bechor. Vahi, and that Mishnah we're going to talk about as agav gror nasba. There are other halachas that are taught there about which carbon comes before which carbon. And that's why that halach is mentioned, even though it could have been learned from our Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Pesach Shishak B'Shachris Abba Asr Shalei L'Shma. Says, so we have been saying throughout, from the beginning of the Masechta, that a carbon Pesach that's brought Shalei L'Shma is, it matters when it's brought Shalei L'Shma. All year round it's kosher, on Erev Pesach it's possible. So now the Mishnah begins to discuss what happens on Erev Pesach in the morning. Rav Shua Machsha, Rav Shua says that it's the same as all year round. It's Kilo Nishk B'Shleisha Asar, and therefore, since the Zman is not before Chatzos, it's considered a kosher, it's like a Pesach that's brought Shalei L'Shma, which is fine. Ben Beseira, Paisel, Ben Beseira says anything, any time on Erev Pesach, is Kila Nech Shebein Abayim, and therefore, Karim Pesach, this brought Erev Pesach, Shaloi Lushma, there Halacha, it will be that the carbon is possible, even on the morning of Erev Pesach. The Amar Shimon Ben Azai, Mekubal Ani B'Yishiv M'Shnayim Zaken, I heard from 72 Zakenim, the day they put Rabbi Elazar to be the Rosh Yeshiva, any karm that is eaten, shenizbuchu shloi l'shman k'sherim, el shloi olu balam shem chayva, chutz min ha-pesach min ha-chattis. So ask the Gemara what the Ben Azai mean to do with this. Says the Gemara, what Ben Azai means to teach us with this is, v'lo ha-yosu Ben Azai ela oyla. That not just the Pesach and the Chattis were brought Shalei L'Shma, Apostle, but even the Oila that's brought Shalei L'Shma is Apostle, and that's why the Chachamim did not agree. I saw a very beautiful Vart. When did this happen? Mikubal ani mishir shem zakayin zaken. So the Gemara said, Mishnah said, "B'yom she'ziva Rav Elazar b'yeshiva." It was the day that was brought. It was the day that they made Rav Elazar Rosh Yeshiva. As we know, the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us there was a very big debate between Rav Elazar and Yeshua, and then Rav Elazar and Gamliel and Yeshua. Gamliel was removed from being nasi. Rav Elazar was put in his place. And when Rabbi Elazar was put in his place, he changed the rules. Rabbi Gamliel said only somebody who's toichei kabaroi could be led into the base of Medrash, and Rabbi Elazar led everybody. What did Rabbi Elazar teach us? Rabbi Elazar taught us that even something that's done shaloi l'shma, the person who's learning the Torah is not a toichei kabaroi person. We still allow him into the base Hamedrash, because Mitoich Shloim L'Shma Bal L'Shma. So what Rabbi Elazar taught us on that very day was the power of Shloim L'Shma, and therefore it was most befitting that on that day Rabbi Elazar should teach us the Kol Hazvachim and the Cholim Shenizbuchu Shloim L'Shma. It's Ksherim, because Rabbi Elazar is the one that taught us that Shloim L'Shma is Kashem. Amar Elazar Amar Rabbi, she says the Gemara Machshay B'Maseir B'Pesach Sheshach Ba'Asel L'Shma. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Seira said that if you bring a Karm Pesach in the morning of Erev Pesach, Shloi L'Shma, it's possible. So the Rabbi Elazar argues what is the basis for Rabbi Seira's opinion, because he holds that the Karm Pesach can be brought all Erev Pesach. The Kula Yamai, the entire Erev Pesach, Zmanahu. But the Rishonim all point out, Tosfos says, that doesn't mean to say that Rabbi Seira holds L'chatchilo, you can bring a Karm Pesach Erev Pesach on the morning. He'll agree you should wait till the afternoon. But if you brought it in the morning, it's fine. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, my ki'ilu nishchet ben abayim. According to him, it should not be ki'ilu nishchet ben abayim if you could bring it in the morning. Says the Gemara, I don't know, Rabbi Shu ki'ilu nishchet b'shloim asr. Since Rabbi Shu used the wording ki'ilu nishchet b'shloim asr, ama'iyu nami, so he used similar wording, ki'ilu nishchet ben abayim. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, let them argue when the Karm Pesach was brought in the morning of Erev Pesach, l'shma. According to Shmuel, it's possible because it's not the time to bring the Korban Pesach. And according to Rebbe Seir, it's kosher because it's the time to bring the Korban Pesach. Answers the Gemara. If Kabbal Shmo, if the Gemara would have, if the Mishnah would have framed the Machloikas in the case of Lishmo, have Amina, Av B'Shloi Lishmo, but if it was brought Erev Pesach, Shloi Lishmo, Maida Rebbe Shua LeBem B'Seira, Rebbe Shua will agree to Ben B'Seira that since it is already Erev Pesach, and since it's a day that Hoyle Mektos Roy, where you're going to bring the Korban Pesach, so therefore, the Halach will be, you can't, if you bring it Shloi Lishmo, even at a time which should not yet be brought, it'll be possible, Kamash Malan, that since it's a time where it's not the time to bring the Korban Pesach, if you brought it then Shloi Lishmo, it's kosher. Vaktsiv, but ask the Gemara, how could Ben Beseiris say that you could bring the Korban Pesach in the morning? The Pasuk says, Ben Abayim. It says, the Gemara, Omu Ula Bereidra Veloi, what is the definition of Ben Abayim according to him? Bein Shnei Abayim, between the two evenings, between the night of Pesach and the night of Erev Pesach, from Leil Yudalid to the Leil Tezvov. Says the Gemara, if that's the case, Tamid Iksebe Ben Abayim, the Korban Tamid, the Pasuk says Ben Abayim is when it should be brought. So ask the Gemara, Chanami the Kuliyam Kosher, are you going to say that you could bring the Korban Pesach, the Korban Tamid all day? Answers the Gemara, Hosum the Ksiv, it's a Kevas Echotasa Bebiker, Mechlal, one is done in the morning, so the other one that the Pasuk says as a Kevas Hasheni, as a Kevas Hasheni Tas Ben Abayim, must be Ben Abayim, must be the afternoon. Ask the Gemara why. Eimachad Bebiker, maybe what the Pasuk is teaching us is one should be brought in the morning, and the Edoch, and the other one you can bring whenever you want. Says the Gemara, the Pasuk says as a Kevas Echotas Bebiker, Echa Bebiker, from the Pasuk is teaching us that only one can be brought in the morning, but according to your argument, you could bring it then the second one in the morning as well, which is of course not true. Ask the Gemara, Neiris, the lighting of the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, the Ksiv, Bahalas, Arnas, and Neiris Ben Abayim. So says the Gemara, Hoch Nami the Kul Yom Kosher, where we say that you could bring, you could light the menorah any time. Answers, but we know the menorah is lit at the end of the day. Shani Hassam answers the Gemara by the menorah. It says, "Ksiv Yaruch Oisay Arnabon of Ereva Biker, Tanim Ereva Biker, Tenla Kamidasa. Give enough, put enough oil into the menorah, Shdelak of Alechsam Ereva Biker, that it could be burning all night long. Davacha Shen Lach Avoid the Ksher Me Ereva Biker Zubavad. The Torah is teaching us that it should be burning all night long." So that's why we have a raya that the menorah is brought all night. There is a question, but there are nights that are longer in the winter than nights that are shorter in the summer. Do they use the same oil in the all year round? So Tosfos quotes a Yerushalmi that they used the same amount of oil all year round, but the difference is that in the winter, in the summer, where they had shorter nights, in the summer that they showed that they had shorter nights, they made thicker wicks, and the winter, they didn't make such thick wicks. Says the Brisker Rav, from here we see that the shear of Chatziloig is not to be understood, that that's how much oil we think we need. Rather, it means to say that the Chatziloig is the amount that you have to put in. But now we have an issue. So therefore, make thicker wicks. Tyrus asked the Gemara, the Ksibbe, for house Anas and Narius Ben Abayim, Yakdrenik Tyrus Tamid, Hochanam de Kulay Am Mekosher, that you can do Tyrus all day. But the Tyrus says Ben Abayim, says the Gemara, Shanik Tyrus, Dishkishle Menoira. The Tyrus compares the Tyrus to the Nairus. And since the Tyrus says that it should be considered, that it be done the same time as the menorah. And the menorah we just finished proving is brought, is done only by night. That's why the Nairis, that's why the Ktiris was also done at night. The famous Rashi, Rashi says, Yas Ken Aaron, Parshas Baloischa, and the Gemara, Rashi says, Lagit Shvokash Aaron Shloishina. What does it mean? What is the Shvach of Aaron? So the Sefer Aryeh Shog explains that we're learning now that the menorah was lit at night. So it would be adequate that the Kohen should light the menorah and walk away. And if it goes out, it goes out. To tell us the godless of Aaron is that Aaron wasn't satisfied with that. He sat by the menorah all night, and lahagit shvachah shel Aaron shloshina, that Aaron waited all night to make sure that the candles were lit all night long. And I recently saw a very big chiddush. I saw that there are poskim that want to suggest that we know that we put in oil by the Hanukkah menorah, so we're supposed to put in enough to burn a half an hour. Others say you should have enough oil atchatikla regulam and a shuk, as long as people are walking in the street. The Sefer Shailas Yavetz says that since we learned in our Gemara that the amount of oil that should be put into the menorah, it should be all night long, and the menorah that we light on Hanukkah should be similar to the menorah that we light the light on Hanukkah to the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, there may be a nice chumrah to put on enough oil that it should light all night. But I saw that Rav Avad Yosef, the Shas of Tshuvas, Yabia Omer, Chelik Aleph, Chelik Gimel, Simen Lamed Hei, this agrees. And he says that the halacha of the menorah and Hanukkah is not the same as the halacha of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. He says one very big nafkamina. He says by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, if it went out, they relit the menorah. But by the menorah in Hanukkah, we know kofsa in a zaka klof. It goes out, we don't have to relight it. And therefore he says that even though by the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, it was lit all night long, that has no bearing on the menorah that we light by Hanukkah. There's no reason to put on Hanukkah candles the light all night long.